Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Mortgage rates hit 6.92% today, a 20-year high. Thanks, Joe Biden. That's cool off the housing market. And obviously, every time that kicks upward, you get a number of folks whose income is not such that they can afford a home anymore, and you put home ownership out of reach for another category of folks. So that's a news headline this morning. It's worthy of your consideration. Many lenders offering a mortgage rates now well over 7%. You want to know where it was a year ago? 3.05%. How's that for an ouch?
Ugh.
You look disgusted, Kev.
I had to look at my 401k from a year ago, my heating bill, my electric bill, my gas bill. Pick one. It's unbelievable.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. Did you watch that 15 minutes of nonsense softballs that Jake Tapper threw at him? I didn't watch it. I watched the ride to watch. After I heard all the clips from it, I just had to watch it.
Yeah.
To see if it was as bad as everyone. And it is.
What's your verdict?
It's awful. Joe Biden is completely infirmed. I mean, he is. We need to get him to Elam. We need to get him. I'm serious. Seriously. It's not a joke. You look at him and he's just. And there's no. And they don't ask, you know he's getting the questions in advance. You know he's rehearsing the answer.
And how's he doing with that?
He's terrible.
Yeah.
He's a bad actor.
Yeah.
He might have been a good actor at one time when he was, you know, selling all that BS about him, you know, getting 3 degrees on top of his class. And, you know, I wore a cape and had a big red S on my chest. When I went into the phone booth, he came out, too. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Sad.
I wish you get asked a few tough questions, too. Like, hey, mortgage rates are at a 20-year high. Mr. President, what's this say about your leadership?
You know, the rapidly rising
thing.
That'd be about it.
That thing. You know, the thing. Right?
I just keep telling you how good it is. Don't believe your own eyes. Everything's great. It's like Kevin Bacon in Animal House. All is well. Remain calm. I mean, you know, it's like, come on, man. I'm getting excited, though, for November. I am. The more I see, you know, what Oz is going to do to Fetterman, I mean, across the board, what Mark Kelly's going to get sent packing in Arizona, I think we win both. I think House and Senate are going down.
You're buying all the optimistic scenarios.
Going up.
Things are looking good.
Yeah. Maybe we can get a leash on some of this ridiculousness.
Dr. Rick Becker is going to join us a little later on in the program today at 10:32. You asked him for him. We've got him. Yana Murdahl will join us as well. Top of next hour. And I'm going to talk to her about the story that a judge is ordering a Burley County District Judge to temporarily block the state's abortion ban was a clear error of law. So he's been ordered to rethink the ruling that bars North Dakota's abortion ban from taking effect. Can't do that. This judge getting the hook. What do you, is that a nice way you think of saying you screwed up when you say, hey, we're ordering you to rethink the ruling?
We'd like you to.
What does that mean to
rethink? We'd like you to. In fact, we're forcing you to rethink that.
What does it mean? What does it mean to rethink a ruling? Say, sounds like I'm kind of legal.
We don't like what you said, so we're going to need you to go ahead and rethink that.
Legal ease screwed up. I get to rethink the ruling. Yeah. And this is the ruling that bars North Dakota's abortion ban from taking effect. The High Court says the ruling made by the Burley County District Judge Bruce Romanek to temporarily block the state's abortion ban, a clear error of law. It's pretty clear there. Clear error of law. Black and white. You agree to that judge's decision, by the way? This is the North Dakota Supreme Court. They get it right in telling this judge that he done screwed up. Tell me what you think. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. North Dakota Supreme Court has ordered a Bismarck judge to rethink a recent ruling that bars the state's abortion ban from taking effect, while a legal challenge is waged between state officials and the Red River Women's Clinic, which was the state's only abortion clinic until a recent move to Moorhead. Burley County Judge Bruce Romanek temporarily blocked the ban a day before it was due to take effect. These judges, I tell you. Saying North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley's certification of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision was premature. The arrogance knows no bounds. The injunction blocking the abortion ban was to remain in effect until a further court order or the end of litigation in the case, the judge wrote in the August 25th order. In an appeal, Wrigley argued that Romanek should lift the stay on the abortion ban because the state is likely to succeed in the case on appeal. Romanek denied that request on September 22nd, writing, the court is not convinced by the state's argument that it was required to fully flesh out whether either party had a substantial probability of succeeding in the case. In the wake of that denial, North Dakota Supreme Court ruled this week that Romanek's decision to enter a preliminary injunction against enforcement of the state statute without first determining whether the plaintiffs demonstrated a substantial probability of succeeding on the merits of their challenge was a clear error of law. I'm going to talk to Yana Murdahl about that next hour. Get her take on the North Dakota Supreme Court saying, not so fast. Not so fast. North Dakota has a law on the books, you may recall, from 2007 that outlaws abortion in the state within 30 days of the Supreme Court overturning the landmark Roe versus Wade decision. Well, that happened. 15-year-old legislation triggered by the High Court's Dobbs versus Jackson ruling back in June. Red River Women's Clinic sued the state in July after Wrigley set off a 30-day countdown by certifying the U.S. Supreme Court decision, as well he should. The lawsuit asserts that the state's constitution grants the right to abortion. The trigger law makes it a Class C felony for anyone to perform an abortion, a Class C felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Performing an abortion is still permitted if the mother's life is in danger and in cases of rape or incest, though a provider may still have to prove in court the procedure was justified. There you go. Who's right on this one? 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. Who's got it right? More after this.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. mortgage rates jumped to their highest level in more than two decades. Average 30-year fixed mortgage rate hit 6.92% this week. That's one story. And a judge has ordered a rethinking. We still haven't figured out that legal term, but judge ordered to rethink the ruling that bars North Dakota abortion ban from taking effect. So the high court said the Burley County District Judge that temporarily blocked the state's abortion ban was a clear error of law. I don't know what part of the Supreme Court he doesn't understand. Judge, you don't get to make up your, you know, your own law here, buddy. I think the Supreme Court has you trumped. Two stories we're taking a look at today. Your comments about them, welcome. 701-271-1100. 271-1100. You can also call us toll-free at 855-200-1776.
Do you remember when I said that Joe Biden and the team should get out and, you know, see the people of America, you know, bring that message to America? Let's see if the vast majority of Americans agree with them and if they show up in the numbers they say. Well, did you hear that he is? He's taking the show on the road. Did you hear about this?
I did not.
Oh, come on. KJP was talking about
it. On Friday and Saturday, the president will participate in events in California and Oregon, highlighting his efforts to lower prescription drug costs, protect Medicare, and strengthen Social Security, and to fight efforts to congressional Republicans to put Medicare and Social Security on the chopping block.
California and Oregon.
Oh, roadshow?
He's bringing the show to California and Oregon. Hey, did you hear? Brett Favre's going to Lambeau Field to talk about football.
Seriously.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They take it out so that, and you could almost write this. They take this out to California and Oregon where people will show up, and there will be numbers of them, and they'll clap for the climate, and they'll clap for the abortion, yes. And they'll clap for the trans thing, And then he'll leave California. You think he'll stop in, I don't know, North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas? No? Bueller? Probably not.
You seem a little on the skeptical side.
If you were a producer of a television show and you needed background, you needed the extras to make your show look good, that you got lots of people there, and so, that's what you do. You go to where your people are. California and Oregon. They already got those people, Joe. They're already there.
Yeah, well, that's why he's going. It's a safe space.
And it'll give him footage safe. As they head into the campaigns. Oh, look at all the people there in California and Oregon. You go, Brandon.
You go. So who's excited about these mortgage rates at their highest point since 2002?
Well, I'm sure California and Oregon are.
You think so?
Not.
Yeah. Go take a bow, California and Oregon. How about inflation at a, 40-year high? Let's go, Brandon.
Climate. Woman's right to choose, Scott.
You trying to change the subject on me?
Focus on the things that matter, man. Come on.
Interesting.
Trans rights. Let's go.
Washington Post story today says, with rising rates and rising debt, the taxpayer bill is finally coming due. The period of economic expansion, enhanced by trillions of federal dollars spent to stave off a COVID-caused economic crisis, has created millions of jobs, but it's also led to tremendous inflation. The bill is now coming due. The aftershocks of this moment will cost the government, which is to say taxpayers, enormously, in the form of high interest payments. Let's go. Brandon, how much more? Total interest payments of the on the government's debt could come in at nearly $580 billion this fiscal year, up from $399 billion in the recently completed fiscal year of 2022. Wow. Ben is calling in. Where's Ben calling from?
He's in Rolog, Minnesota.
He's in Rolog, Minnesota.
Hey, that's the center of the world, boys.
You're darn right it is, and the Steam Threshers reunion.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Once a year, we're the biggest. You talk about the election. Here's my question. If the Republicans win, and I say if because the Democrats, I think, still run the voting machines, which, you know, I don't think they've ever fixed them. But if they win, how can they accomplish anything when you have leaders like McCarthy and McConnell who are as corrupt as the two schmucks in office right now? That's the question.
So
like I said, nobody lets you down faster than the Republicans and the Vikings.
Not heard that one
you
before.
You are in Minnesota, my friend.
Oh, yes, I'm in the People's Republic, where what you make, the governor takes.
Yeah.
But I don't think they fixed these voting boxes. And if they have, fine. And if they win, they're going to elect those two idiots back in the leadership, and then we're screwed. Because those two hated Trump as much as they hate anything in the world.
Who are we talking about?
McConnell and McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy.
They're both as corrupt as the Democrats in power right now, Pelosi and Schumer.
They didn't want Trump to win?
No. First thing they did after January 6th was throw him under the bus about 20 times, if you listen to McConnell. Those guys don't like Trump.
Yeah.
Because he gets something done. They have to be losers.
Yep. I'm with you on McConnell. They talk about the engineer of the Senate and the, you know, I get all that, but just career politicians got to go.
Hey, McCarthy's part of the California mafia. I mean,
we'll get into more on that, but I'm with you on McConnell.
Well, no, he's a nephew of Pelosi's too. That's the problem. When you have bad leadership, what do you do? So I'll leave it at that. You two are still the best. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Thanks. Others welcome at 271-1100. Let us know what's on your mind today. Texture says, the norm in the 70s, 7% FHA bank deposit, average 7%. You could put dollars in the bank and double your money in 10 years. Those days are vamoose. They're gone. Text us at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Texter says, Joe's not only a bad actor, but a bad liar. As rapidly as Joe is declining, I think we're going to hear a special report one morning on the news channels regarding his health and inability to continue as president.
I've literally been waiting for that for a year.
You think it's coming soon?
Yep, it's absolutely. Now, they got to get Harris in so she can appoint her vice president, who, when she, you know, has nothing going on. I don't know. There's so many scenarios at play here. It boggles the mind, you know, on both sides of the aisle. It really does.
Texter says, did you see Biden speaking yesterday? He told the crowd that his son, Bo, died in Iraq.
I'm sure he did.
He actually died of brain cancer. Didn't die in Iraq. Joe had a senior moment.
Reveille, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Russian missile attacks caused a crippled nuclear plant in Ukraine to lose all external power for the second time in 5 days, increasing the risk of a radiation disaster because critical safety systems need the electricity to operate. Ukraine's state nuclear operator said on Wednesday. Where does the Los Angeles City Council go from here? Three of its members, including the former council president, are facing calls from President Joe Biden to resign after a recording surfaced of them participating in a closed-door meeting in which racist language was used to mock colleagues while they schemed to protect Latino political strength in council districts. Scores on the ACT College Admissions Test by this year's high school graduates hit their lowest point in more than 30 years, the latest evidence of the enormity of learning disruption during the pandemic. The class of 2022's average ACT composite score was 19.8 out of 36. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bills on my mindset, I can't deny it, getting higher, higher than my income.
Freedom Matters USA Studios. I'm Scott Hammond along with Kevin Flynn here today on the program. Questions or comments welcome, as always. Weigh in, 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100 or toll free at 855-200-1776. Brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons. The folks that have been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana since 1908. Residential side, everything from furnace and air conditioner replacements and water heaters and garage heaters and bathroom remodels and garbage disposals and natural gas grill piping and all of that to commercial services like design and build and new construction and prefab and repair and remodel. They do it all. Do you know they maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems of 600 buildings plus throughout the Northern Plains with their commercial operations hubs in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, and Minot. Financing available, free estimates, hatandsons.com to find out more. hatandsons.com or call 223-3393. 223-3393. Texter says, it's not Biden, you twits in the media. I think we just got called a twit, Kev.
No, we're not. We know it's not Biden. We've been saying that for a long time.
It's the same Obama crew.
Yeah. It's the cabal.
John
the
Kerry.
The syndicate.
Susan Rice.
The Clintons.
Jerry
the Obamas. Klein. Yes. Ron Klain.
Buttigieg.
No doubt. No doubt. The players in that thing are Susan Rice, the Obamas. The Clintons probably have a little thing in Schumer and Pelosi. I mean, it's a cabal. It's a team effort to screw us over this bad.
It's the same.
One inferred old man isn't going to do it by himself.
It's the same administration as the Obama, says the listener.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up.
I agree.
Media should mention this every day. Those five never get interviewed, ever.
Well, neither does Biden. I mean, you know, he answers questions that people ask him, but it's not an interview by any means. Oh, I've been saying that this White House turned into Weekend at Bernie's the minute he took office. Seriously. I mean, it is. It's Weekend at Bernie's every day at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Another listener says, your caller is 100% correct on McCarthy and McConnell. And we have a report that the Parkland school shooter jury has reached a verdict.
So, yeah, that was late yesterday. That was the Alex Jones thing. Oh, he was Sandy Hook. Oh, this is the Cruz, Nicholas Cruz thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Alex Jones was the...
This just came across. Yeah. Parkland school shooter.
Another text in, McConnell let the Democrats cheat. McConnell and his wife own a shipping company that was being hurt by Trump's tariffs. McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, the shipping company Foremost Maritime Corporation in NYC, which was developed into Foremost Group. They also received a PPP loan between $350,000 and $1 million. That whole tie-in with his wife always made me question about McConnell. Plus, he's such a long-time swamp person. Time to go.
Texter says, what you said is wrong, Scott. It wasn't COVID-caused. It was lockdown and mandate-caused. It was our response to the China virus that led to this insane inflation. All right. Dancing on the head of a pin there, but I get you. We're both saying the same thing. The Dems do the same thing every time their election is on the ropes. They run to California, Oregon, and Washington.
Exactly.
When it looks like the Republicans are going to win.
And then they'll take that footage, and you'll see it everywhere. And it'll be the same footage of the same however many people they get to come out to listen to the nonsense. California and Oregon.
Couple more comments via text here, and you're welcome, by the way. It's 701-237-1590. You can call us, 855-200-1776. Chat with us on the air. Also, 701-271-1100. Listener says, you want a safe prediction and bet, you will never, I repeat, never get rid of petroleum products or fossil fuels. The electrical vehicles will never, ever be successful for the climate changers. Why not strip down to your birthday suit, get rid of everything you use today? Run your electric vehicles without fossil fuels that produce your power to power your electrical vehicles. Then come talk to me about how bad fossil fuels are. Climate change is racketeering at its best. It is a racket, I'll tell you. It is a racket. There's no doubt about it. And I think that prediction is pretty safe. You agree? We need petroleum products. We need fossil fuels.
You think?
The electrical vehicles
Come on.
Are going to play a part, but they're not going to replace those things. That is not, for one, just in winter alone. Have you seen how these things deteriorate as far as battery power in the colder months?
We don't have enough fossil fuels to mine enough rare earth minerals to build enough batteries to supply enough electric cars for the fantasy of this whole thing. The mineral production alone of not just lithium, but cobalt and nickel, everything it takes to make a 1,000-pound battery, it's all nonsense. It's a cool toy, much like a, you know, fantastic motorcycle or a plane or something you like to fly around or your pontoon. It's a cool toy. You're not going to, use the pontoon to cross the ocean, though. It's not real.
Texter says, Katie Hobbs ran away from Project Veritas reporter.
Oh, yeah.
She spilled her Coke and ran into the bathroom and didn't come out.
Yep, she did. It's all over the web. She is a complete freak show.
Does she go hold herself up in the bathroom for hours on end? Or
they're like, hello. She ran in. Katie Hobbs is the Democrat running against Carrie Lake in Arizona for the governor. She refused to, won't debate her. Won't done anything that, and Project Veritas, it's all over. It's all over Twitter and whatever. You can find it. I got to go up. I got to potty.
Got to go potty.
Woo!
Unbelievable. Another texter. One of our fine listeners says, Biden was part of the Obama administration. No difference. They are all criminals. Well, certainly, we're birds of a feather in the Obama administration as well. You're absolutely right. McConnell let the Democrats cheat. McConnell and his wife own a shipping company.
Yeah, that's the one I just we got. That's the one I covered.
You read that one, right, didn't you?
Yep. Well, still coming in.
I think it is her family's shipping company. I don't think it's McConnell and hers, but I guess it's sort of a distinction without a difference. But they own that.
I got a text. Bingo, Kev. EVs are fun toys. Basically a decked-out golf cart. Nothing more, nothing less.
A decked-out golf cart.
Yeah.
How's that golf cart work at 30 below?
Well, yeah.
Does it get you to the grocery store and back?
It might. It'll be about 40% as efficient. Oh, and by the way, if it ever floods, they start on fire. Oh, and by the way, oh, and by the way.
Keep them on the list. You know, in my view, just keep working on how those can work in climates like this. You know, I mean, get it back on the drawing board. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's an experiment still. It is not, it's not something that's ready for prime time. Not in our colder climates whatsoever.
That's a fact. We're not guessing on that either. They know that these vehicles are not as efficient. Think about anything you have. How often run your screw gun in the middle of February out in the cold sometime? But they don't run very long. Doesn't work.
A screw gun.
None of this is real, and none of these people have done any sort of research into. I mean, Gavin Newsom. We're going to be all electric in 13 years. Gav, how? Exactly, specifically, to the point, are you going to do that? Anybody ask him that? Anybody?
Not a bad idea. So. Not a bad idea. Yeah, exactly right. What's on your mind brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons today. They've been around since 1908, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. You know what they're really good at? Indoor air quality.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They got that wired. HATandSons.com. Dan in Hillsboro, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, you're talking about electric vehicles and how they might play a part in this. They really won't play any part at all until they're powered by their own electricity, not by fossil fuel power. They are just as much a fossil fuel vehicle as anything else on the road.
Say that last part again.
They're just as much of a fossil fuel vehicle as any other vehicle on the road. I mean, how are they powered? You've been saying it forever.
Plug it into coal.
Yeah, plug it into But doesn't the electricity come from the outlet?
I also think the winter months, you know, just on efficiency and whatnot, they're not ready. So I agree with you there, caller.
Yeah.
Got some work to do there.
Well, and, you know, I watched this special on them, and one of the experts on this, on climate, said you're not eliminating the emissions with an EV. And first of all, they're a battery vehicle. They're not an electric vehicle. Electricity comes from generation of it, and then, you know, you charge a battery, and so they're a battery vehicle. Okay? But the point was is that the toy factor of it, they're neat. And you're not eliminating emissions. You're actually just exporting them. So you run these massive earth movers, these massive, you know, that they take to mine lithium and mine cobalt and mine nickel, you know, these massive diesel vehicles that they use to get the minerals. So you're really not, you know, eliminating the emissions, you're just exporting them or transferring them.
That was
a great point.
Love your comments. 271-1100, 271-1100 on What's on Your Mind. Short timeout. 16 before the top of the hour. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back at it after this.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.md.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love Hot Spring Spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better, but there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Dedicate this to Brandon's brain.
Who's running on empty? Freedom Matters USA Studios back at it at 11 before the top of the hour, and the one, the only. Jim the Flagpole guy is here. Bring us a little dose of patriotism and patriotic oomph on this fine Thursday. How are you, sir?
Oh, Scott. You know, I even noticed it in myself, and I noticed it in your program this morning and everything. Nothing makes sense. We're inundated by such confusion and distractions and non-logical thinking and all kinds of things. It's just, the world is just crazy, and I'm trying to decipher what's the point? You know, it's times like these, I guess, that we really got to search our souls and figure out, you know, what individually can we do to make any of this better. And I think in the end, we're all responsible for ourselves and our own reaction to all of it. But definitely, number one, we all do need to vote coming up here, and everybody needs to insist that their friends and family vote. I think the enemy of, and I say this, I guess, with all my heart, as a United States Marine, we took an oath against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and it appears that the domestic enemies are a greater challenge to our freedoms than those abroad. And with that said, we really need to pray. I think this is more about our relationship with our Creator than it is with each other or even with our enemy. And if my people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear them and I will heal their land. I don't know what else there is here. I watched a movie this week, and it was about the January 6th, and it was titled Capital Punishment. It cost you $9.99 to watch it, but I suggest everybody watch this movie. And a gentleman went around and he interviewed, dozens of people and brought some light as to what really happened. Our FBI is out of control. The Democrat Party is out of control. I agree that our Republican leadership is out of control. But all we have is what we can control individually, and we must make ourselves aware of what's going on so we know how to deal with it. And I'm just praying people take this serious and they'll really get themselves squared away with their Creator and listen and pray and also vote. And please watch the movie Capital Punishment. We're just so blessed to have surrounded by patriots. We're still on the trail installing flagpoles, and we're headed west here soon, and we're going to be installing a 100-footer in Bowman, North Dakota, at the Frontier Travel, and then multiple other ones, and we're trying to beat the cold. I haven't been home in 5 weeks, so for everybody waiting on me, please be patient. We're coming, and I just know that these forces have been dealt with before, and our country was established unlike any other country in world history, and we do have an advocate, Creator God, who wants us to succeed. So let's get on His team. And I believe I'm very thankful for the opportunities that I've had, and I do have. I'm thankful for our new shop in Mandan and all the people that have welcomed us here and come saw us, see us here, 3930 21st Avenue Southeast, right behind Kiss Livestock. If you come to Bismarck, please bring your flags and do your shopping, drop your flag off. Noah can get it sewn. If he knows you're coming, he can get it sewn, and then you can just go home with it. There's no shipping charges or anything. For 25% the cost of new, he can mend your flag. And we're taking orders for flagpoles next year. And if you'd like to call me direct, and I know I got a list of people I need to get with, but you can call me direct at 701-571-FLAG. But please, more than anything, let's humble ourselves and pray to our Creator. This is serious. Our enemies are serious. And please, I'm begging everybody to step outside their own understanding and search for answers beyond ourselves, because this is serious. And I love you all. I love America. Thank you.
Some great advice right there. How do folks get a hold of you one more time?
701-571-3524, jim@ndflagpoleguy.com.
571 flag. Can't Remember those numbers? You can remember that. All right, my man. Thanks for the time. Be safe on the Patriotic Trail, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. You'll have a good day. God bless you. God bless America.
Jim, the flagpole guy, on the program today. More after this. Don't go away. They call it the Golden State. Now, California leads the nation in homelessness and crime, while businesses and taxpayers are fleeing. And the woke agenda is so bad, they're pushing it for non-citizens to sit on juries and kids as young as 16 to vote. And even liberal Governor Gavin Newsom may run for president. Now, Rob Schmidt goes to California to expose the madness. All this week, he's in Los Angeles telling the truth about California's dangerous ways and how it could infect America and your state. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, 6 p.m. Central. Millions are tuning in to Rob and Newsmax for the news they can trust. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If they don't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. Tune in for Rob Schmidt tonight and make the switch to Newsmax and watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people. You won't look back.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.